Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. On this day, some 57 years ago, Fidel Castro began his infamous 26th of July movement, or M26-7, a movement designed to overthrow the dictatorship of Batista. The date is significant because it commemorates the day on which Castro and about 200 other young Cuban rebels attacked Mercado Army barracks at San Diego, Cuba. The effort was a futile one, and most of the attackers were killed. Fidel and his brother Raul managed to escape, but months later they gave themselves up to stop Batista's police from torturing people in San Diego. In a widely publicized trial, Castro was sentenced to 15 years in prison on Cuba's Isle of Pines, but was pardoned after serving only 11 months. One of the key points of building Castro's success was his popularity among the Cuban young, in part ensured by a long speech of self-defense he delivered at his trial for the Moncada Uprising. This speech, informally titled History Will Forgive Me, formed the basis of a manifesto that later informed many of the policies for his government. In it, Castro called for revolution against the Batista regime and reforms that included the reinstatement of the 1940 Cuban Constitution, a reformation of land rights, the right of industrial workers to 30% of company profits, the right of sugar workers to receive 55% of company profits, and the confiscation of holdings of those found guilty of fraud under previous administrative powers. In defense of his revolutionary activity, Castro hailed Enlightenment thinkers like John Locke and Jean-Jacques Rousseau. He also quoted amply from our own Declaration of Independence. After Castro gained control of Cuba, the 26th of July movement was joined with other bodies to form the United Party of the Cuban Socialist Revolution, which in turn became the Communist Party of Cuba in 1965. The flag of the 26th of July movement is on the shoulder of the Cuban military uniform and continues to be used as a symbol of the Cuban Revolution. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.